Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight we have a great show. Billie Holiday, Frankie Carl, Frank Sinatra, and many more. So stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Tony Desar. We'll have Charlie Barnett here, and right now it's Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle, and they're about to strike up the band.
The drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all to the martial swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, to be done. There's a war to be won, to be won. Come, you son of a gun. Take your stand. Fall in line, yea, a bow. Come along, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band.
We'll be right back. You'd be so nice to come home to, so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I can desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, like paradise to come home to and love. Sings a lullaby. You are all that I can desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You are so nice, like paradise to come home to and love.
That's Tony DeSarr from his CD called Last and First Kiss, featuring Bunky Pizzarelli on guitar. Tony DeSarr, by the way, was on vocal and on piano. And the song, a Cole Porter tune from 1942, called You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. We heard from Charlie Barnett and his orchestra with a song that he wrote back in 1939 called The Right Idea. And we had the right idea to bring you Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle to get us started. It was a song called Strike Up the Band, written by George Gershwin, who on this week back in 1937 died of a brain tumor. He was just 38 years old. Gershwin wrote his first hit, Swanee, in 1918 for the Broadway show Sinbad, starring Al Jolson. George Gershwin made the scores for such Broadway shows as Funny Face, Porgy and Bess, and Of Thee I Sing, which was the first musical to win a Pulitzer Prize. That was in 1932. George Gershwin also played the piano at the premiere of his widely acclaimed Rhapsody in Blue in 1924. Some of his hit songs included The Man I Love, Swanderful, Summertime, Our Love Is Here to Stay, and the song we just played, Strike Up the Band. And as you may know, the lyrics of many of his songs were written by his brother, Ira. Back to more music on Swing. It'll be Chris Connor. We're going to have Bing Crosby along with the Buddy Bregman Orchestra. And from right here in Cincinnati, it's the Blue Wisp Big Band. And yes, sir, that's my baby.
Thank you. all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept those laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, hee, hee. Let's at the past laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Who's got the last laugh now?
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky. Not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring. It's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. Meeting people, there is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. It's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual day.
That was Chris Connor from a CD called Jazz Date and a song called It's a Most Unusual Day, written by Walter Donaldson and Jimmy McHugh from 1948. Jimmy McHugh is having a birthday tomorrow, July 10th. He was born in 1894 and wrote such great ones as I Won't Dance, Sunny Side of the Street, I'm in the Mood for Love, and the song you just heard, It's a Most Unusual Day. Before that, it was Bing Crosby with Buddy Bregman's Orchestra from an interesting title of a CD called Bing Sings Whilst Bergman Sings. And another George and Ira Gershwin tune, this from 1937 called They All Laughed. And we heard from the Blue Wisp Big Band with the Gus Kahn, Walter Donaldson tune from 1925, a famous one called Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. Well, let's see. It was on this week back in 1754 that King's College opened in New York City. This institution of higher learning admitted 8 students and 1 faculty member. The faculty member also served as the school president. Well, from these very humble beginnings would become one of the largest universities in the United States. King's College was renamed Columbia College in 1784, and later became Columbia University. And the first airplane to fly a mile in the air did so on this day back in 1910. And in 1946, on this week, actress Ava Gardner divorced bandleader Artie Shaw not quite a year after they were married. Let's get back to more music. Coming up, it'll be Billie Holiday. We'll have some boogie with Frankie Carl, and here's Sinatra, Nelson Riddle's orchestra, and Stars Fell on Alabama.
We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light while stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night. We lived our drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light and stars fractured Bama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me. My heart beat just like a hammer, arms wound around you tight, while stars fell on Alabama last night. last night.
Thank you.
Well, Billie Holiday recorded this song called Billie's Blues for OK Records in New York City on this week back in 1936. And incidentally, Bunny Berrigan and Artie Shaw and Cozy Cole supported Billie Holiday instrumentally on this recording. Before that, it was a Frankie Carl tune and played by Frankie Carl, and it's called The Carl Boogie. And we heard from Sinatra with Nelson Riddle with a Mitchell Parrish tune from 1934, Stars Fell on Alabama. Mitchell Parrish, by the way, having a birthday on this week, born in 1900, had a number of big tunes called Sophisticated Lady, Deep Purple, Sweet Lorraine, and Stardust, along with Hoagie Carmichael. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Rosemary Clooney. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we still have another half hour and lots more good music. In the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Harry James. We'll have Harry Connick Jr., and right now, it's Rosemary Clooney with Nelson Riddle, and You Took Advantage of Me.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You've made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. Lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Cause you took advantage of me. Took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. Lock the doors, call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Yes, you took advantage of me. Oh, you took advantage of me.
To be you, I wandered around in and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Thank you.
That wonderful stuff is from Harry James, who wrote the music to a song called Music Makers. There are also some words to it written by Don Ray, but I must admit I've never heard them. This song by Harry James got on the hit parade number 9 in 1941. And we heard from Harry Connick Jr. from that great romantic comedy, The Movie, When Harry Met Sally. Love that movie. Music written by Gus Kahn and Isham Jones in 1924 called It Had to Be You. This was also in a film starring Danny Thomas called I'll See You in My Dreams. And we started with Rosemary Clooney with a Rodgers and Hart tune, a famous one from 1928 called You Took Advantage of Me. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, on this week back in 1900, one of the most famous trademarks in the world, his master's voice, was registered with the U.S. Patent Office. The logo of the Victor Recording Company, which later became RCA Victor, shows the dog Nipper looking into the horn of a gramophone machine. Latest state-of-the-art back in 1900. And on this week back in 1913, in the summer and in the Northern Hemisphere, while you were baking at the beach or the lake, keep this factoid in mind that the highest temperature ever recorded in the continental United States on this day was 134 degrees in Death Valley, California. And David Brown of Lebanon, New Hampshire, patented the first cash carrier system. This thing was a basket that moved on a wire, a pail, and a pulley, and was the forerunner of what we now call the pneumatic tube, which is like the one you use at the drive-in bank. All right, let's get back to more music. We have time for a few more, and right now it's a good one. We're going to go back to 1953 for this with Les Paul and Mary Ford, and it's the Bye Bye Blues.
Can go a journey. the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane. And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenade. Riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? Oh, skylark, won't you?
That's Linda Ronstadt along with Nelson Riddle's orchestra and a famous song called Skylark, written by Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael in 1942. And we heard from Les Paul and Mary Ford with a song, famous song called The Bye Bye Blues. Mary Ford had a birthday, born on this week in 1924, and she had a lot of great songs along with Les Paul. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. And let me see. I have one other little note for you here. And that was on this week back in 1925. Reporters covering the Broadway beat were most impressed by a new guy by the name of Will Rogers, an Oklahoma cowboy who had been standing in for a guy named W.C. Fields on a temporary basis in the Ziegfeld Follies. And the rest, as they say, is history. And The Adventures of Sam Spade was first heard on ABC Radio on this week in 1946, starring Howard Duff. And later on, that role was taken over by Humphrey Bogart. You may remember him in The Maltese Falcon, as well as a number of others. Well, we have time for a couple more, and here's a great one right now. We have Patty Austin with the WDR Big Band and How High the Moon.
Come to me too, till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. How high the moon is the name of the song. How high the moon, though the words may be wrong. We're singing it because you asked for it. So we're swinging it just for you. How high the moon, does it touch the stars? How high the moon, does it reach up to Mars? Though the words may be wrong to this song, for asking how high, 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 high is the moon. Wee ba doo dee, loo doo dee doo 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 dee, dwee ba doo doo, ba dee doo doo dee doo dee, wee ba doo doo ba ba doo dee, boom doo dee doo dee, bo wee boom ba doo dee, ba yo ba ba ba.
Well, I'm so glad we're able to work in some Count Basie for you before this evening ended. This is Basie with a Freddie Green tune called Corner Pocket. And we heard from Patty Austin with the great big WDR Big Band. And from a CD called For Ella, it was How High the Moon. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for allowing us to bring this great music to you tonight. I love it, and I hope you do too. And I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.